This is a CKTZ news update. The Quadra Island Emergency Program is having a Disaster Preparedness Expo on May 14th, and residents from surrounding islands are invited to attend. Quadra Island resident Judy Hagen has been working with the organization for 15 years and describes the organization along with their upcoming event.
But the Quadra Island Emergency Program is made up of over 100 trained local volunteers, helping Quadra Island prepare for and respond to an emergency or disaster, such as an earthquake, wildfire, or other natural man-made disaster.
Wow, I don't know if we even have anything like that on Cortez. We do have an emergency preparedness organization.
Well, the next one is what you have, because I know I helped when I set Quadras up 15 years ago. I helped Bertha set up one on Cortez. So that's the emergency support services. And this supports basic needs of people who've been displaced from their primary residence due to a disaster. So like a simple house fire, you have two volunteers go out and you're there for the people and you help provide them with their essential needs for 72 hours. But if there's a large scale evacuation or anything, then we need to set up a reception center or a group lodging or both, whatever. And so like Quadra has got 6 locations for reception centers that we've got set up.
So that sounds very reactive, you know, like you're set up to react to the needs of the community in the event of a disaster. And this expo that's coming up is more proactive, isn't it? It's designed to help people prepare for disasters.
That's right. And you've got the whole picture.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so then that leads us to the neighborhood program that we've got on Quadra. When we were doing the evacuation plan for Quadra, we divided our island up into 12 sections. And that was done by our emergency program, the fire department, the ambulance. And it was for an evacuation plan. Well, our neighborhood program now, we've got these segments, but in each neighborhood, or in each segment, we've got neighborhood programs organized. So we've got about 35 programs organized. In these neighborhoods, we've got about 30 ham radio operators trained. And so every year we actually do exercises and training. And so this year already we've done for earthquake preparedness. And so now we're training for the wildfire. And that's what this is about. So inside the community center on May 14th, we'll be doing some fire department training, Fire Smart program, and evacuation stuff with the fire department and the RCMP, and then doing an actual training and exercise. Meanwhile, out in the wild at the community center by the Ball Diamond, we're going to do the expo. And so basically, it's a good idea because we're going to have the volunteers at the community center and they can come up and go to the trade show. But we wanted to open it up to the whole island and other islands.
Okay, so are you saying that there's two, like there's concurrent events going on? There's something inside and something outside?
Yeah, well, the Fire Smart program will be out there. The emergency support services will be out there. The neighborhood. We've got two fairly large companies coming that supply emergency supplies and all the rations and this kind of stuff. Search and rescue are showing up. But we don't want to just focus on wildfire outside. We want to help the island prepare for everything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside the community center will be the Disaster Preparedness Expo. The Disaster Preparedness Expo is a fun way to build community resilience and get your family prepared for a disaster. You will be able to shop for disaster preparedness supplies and will be able to connect with a variety of different organizations involved in disaster preparedness and response. And then some of the books, we're going to have a lot of free books. We've got boxes of emergency preparedness workbooks. We've been trying to get every family on Quadra Island with one of these. And we've got enough boxes. We can supply all of Cortez Island, the outer islands. We've got a humongous amount of these books that we can hand out. And we've got BC Fire Smart Begins at Home manual. And we've got some of the Fire Smart Guide to Landscaping and Wildfire Preparedness Guides.
There's so much going on. Did you say that there's 39 neighborhoods on Quadra?
35. 35 of pretty well organized, you know, and they're all in different, you know, some are further ahead in their planning than others, and some are larger, some are smaller. And every neighborhood can proceed at their own, you know, each one does it slightly different.
And so these 35 neighborhoods, each neighborhood is preparing around Fire Smart. And what else are they preparing for?
They get prepared for earthquakes. In fact, that's one of their biggest things. And, you know, if you have to evacuate for a wildfire, you're supposed to get your grab and go bag and leave when you're told. But in an earthquake, you actually, you know who your medical people are, and you get prepared to assist your to help in an earthquake where there could be a lot of injuries.
Right.
So they're quite different programs. And then we never even touched on the fourth one, is the emergency communication team. And like I said, we have about 30 ham radio operators trained. And so we have the neighborhood leaders and the ham radio operators together working. And so that in an event, the ham radio operator can, if all the communication is down, they can talk to our department operations center. And there's sheets with questions that are just numbered, and they can give us information what's going in the neighborhood on in the neighborhoods. And we in turn get that to Strathcona Regional District and work with the province.
What would make somebody from Cortez want to attend this event on May 14th?
Well, I hope they would want to come and see the expo, collect ideas. Me, as far as I know, BC Hydro is going to attend. You know, with COVID, we're not getting as big a response as sometimes we will. You know, there's going to be enough information handed out. And I mean, if anyone from Cortez wants to get into the neighborhood, you know, that portion of it for some training to see what Quadra is doing, we will definitely make room for them. Because Reed Island will be attending. Ginny from Reed Island, she's very active with us. And, you know, I've got quite an interest in Cortez because I did get it help set it up. So, but thank you for doing this.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you again soon and seeing you at the event on the 14th.
The Quadra Emergency Preparedness Expo is on Saturday, May 14th at the Quadra Island Community Center from 11 till 3. Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.